Friday, and that precise moment when we ask one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of the things they've been enjoying in watching, reading, listening, tasting, and smelling. And this time it's the turn of Icelandic writer Frida Isberg to share with us her Culturefile likes.
My name is Frida Isberg, and I'm an Icelandic author. I have been watching Bridgerton. I'm waiting eagerly for the latter four episodes. I am intellectually always kind of, how should I put it? I am a big sucker for British period pieces. And it's just like, it doesn't really matter what, how bad they are or how good they are. I will just watch them. I love costumes. I just, yeah, I absolutely love the Victorian and the Edwardian era. And I will, yeah, just put anything of that in front of me and I will watch it. Just finished reading Kaveh Akbar, who just published a new novel in February, I think, called Martyr. I enjoyed that a lot. It's about an American-Iranian young man who wants to commit suicide, but he wants his death to mean something. So he wants to be a martyr. And he's kind of wondering this when he sees that an American Iranian artist is dying from cancer. And in her last weeks of life, she has decided to be an art piece herself in a museum so people can come and talk to her. And so he goes and sees her and kind of wants to have this discussion of having a meaningful death. I actually don't listen to podcasts that much. My partner is a radio host at the Icelandic Radio, and I usually just listen to his show at 4 o'clock every day, which he does the culture and arts program in Iceland. It's called Víðsjá, which is wide scope. Or something like that. It's like a radar. It's like a wide radar. And then I just, when I'm not listening to the national radio, I listen to audiobooks. I've been listening nonstop to Lisa O'Neill, especially her song "Old Note," which has been just on repeat here. It's very dramatic. She's wonderful. So I've been, she's kind of my discovery of the spring.
Oh, wind, we sailed you in behind the springtime. Float old note, new among my mind. You hold the note just moves the movement. Let go of the note and so move everything.
The most recent new dish that I've been kind of having to constrain myself in not doing every meal is Hariyali salmon. It's kind of an Indian take on salmon where the coating is green, so you do like mint and cilantro and then ginger and garlic and yogurt, and then you make a mix, you put that in the mixer, and then you coat the salmon with it, and you grill the salmon pieces, and it's so very good with just turmeric rice. I don't use any form of scent. I grew up with a single dad, and I didn't realize that you should have soap in your bathroom until I was like 14 and my friends were asking about it. So yeah, I don't have any sense anywhere. But there is this project that Jónsi in the Icelandic band Sigurós. So in our office downtown, he has a store on the opposite side of the street, which is called Fisher. And that's a perfumery. So Jónsi in Sigurós, he owns a perfumery in Iceland. And it's really strange. It's really strange perfumes, but they're so good. And he's created, or he and his family, his sisters as well, have created this perfumery hub where they mix the arts with scent. And it's just this really strange, dark place. Everything is painted black. And I do so much recommend people to go there if they visit Iceland. I gave my partner one of their colognes. And so it's kind of now every time we go somewhere out to the movies or to the theater or out to dinner or something, then he puts on the smell. And so it's always kind of associated with something fun happening in our lives.
The likes of Frida Isberg there, and coming up tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, the voices behind a performance of Stockhausen's epic Stimmung talk about working with the mercurial composer. Paddy Woodworth is here with the Naturalist Bookshelf. Tygo Sullivan floats by on his latest Cloud of Unknowing, and Jennifer Walsh is on Catwatch in her neighbourhood group chat. That's all coming up Saturday evening, 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.